Why, you beady eyed. The Upper Room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yes!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let some
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do,
baby. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Who you with? Welcome into another funky fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one. And she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, we have a great one on tap for you tonight. We are asking you, if you could stop the aging process, if you could freeze at a certain age and live your life forever, what would you do? What age would that be? Plus, you know, it's Saturday, which means 10 things that you should not do. And tonight, we're saying 10 things that you should not do during a divorce proceeding. That's why we are a community radio show. We are here for the peoples. Let me tell you, folks, we heard from Ellen Brown again. Mr. L.E.S. will not be here, so I get a chance to flirt with Momo B all by my damn self. I cannot wait. All right, folks, set your clock. It is now 5 o'clock Central. If you are with us, raise your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Let's get your party started before Saturday. Here we go. It's time for an update, three-minute commentary, and on the other side, the very best in the business, J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. T.O.!
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on WCR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News. From Washington. President Obama is in South Africa, where he met family members of Nelson Mandela today. The White House says he won't visit the South African leader out of deference to his comfort and the family's wishes. But Obama says Mandela remains a personal hero.
The outpouring of love that we've seen in recent days shows that the triumph of Nelson Mandela and this nation speaks to something very deep in the human spirit.
Speaking alongside Obama, current South African President Jacob Zuma said Mandela's condition remains critical but stable. The 94-year-old has been in the hospital for 3 weeks for treatment of a recurring lung infection. A 21-year-old American student was among those killed in Egypt during violent clashes Friday between government supporters and opponents. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Family members and U.S. officials identify the victim as Andrew Driscoll Pachter, who was set to graduate from Kenyon College in Ohio in 2015. In a statement, his family says Pachter was in Alexandria for the summer, teaching English to 7 and 8-year-old Egyptian children and working to improve his Arabic. The family says he was witnessing the protest as a bystander and was stabbed by a protester. Pachter's family says he went to Egypt because he cared profoundly about the Middle East and he planned to live and work there. Kenyon College says Pachter was an intern at a Mideast an American nonprofit organization. People are posting condolences to a Facebook page noting his passing. Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.
It's 112 degrees in Death Valley, California right now and getting hotter. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for parts of the West. Forecaster Mark O'Malley is in Phoenix, where he found out just how hot it's getting.
We actually did an experiment yesterday, and we actually baked cookies in someone's car, and it took about 3 to 4 hours to get very nice tasting chocolate chip cookies yesterday.
It's supposed to hit 120 degrees today in Phoenix and Las Vegas. By the way, the world record for the hottest temperature ever recorded was set in Death Valley in 1913. It reached 134 degrees. The two couples at the center of the case that effectively ended California's ban against same-sex marriage have now gotten married. Earlier this week, the Supreme Court let stand a lower court's ruling that found the marriage ban unconstitutional. Opponents of same-sex marriage object, saying California acted too quickly in allowing gay marriages to go forward and should have waited for a 25-day reconsideration period. Police in Massachusetts have arrested a second man in connection with a murder linked to former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. Now three men, including Hernandez, are in custody. Police have not said which man is accused of firing the shot that killed Odin Lloyd, a Boston semi-pro football player. You're listening to NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's three-minute commentary starts now.
Never giving up. Mm-hmm. Every now and then we have to have a conversation like this, folks, because we don't want you to give up. You may be facing some very, very difficult moments, but we don't want you to give up. You may be going through a situation in your life where you're saying, you know what, I can't take it no more. I'm done with this. Never give up. Never let them see you sweat. Don't let the enemy see the fear in your eyes. Remember, dogs can sense fear. I'm trying to come up with anything and everything to get you to understand, folks, that if you are in a trying situation right now, you need to keep your eyes on the prize. You need to stay focused. You need to keep your compass due north. Do not give up. Do not kowtow. Do not bend. Remain focused and do not lose your focus. You have to stay on track. I know, it sounds like a pep talk, it sounds like a rallying cry, but I think every now and then we need to have these types of conversations because there are people out there who are going through some difficult times. There are people out there who are right now contemplating on doing something that they would probably regret if they had the opportunity to sit down and think about it with a clear head. What I'm saying to you tonight is this: do not do it. Do not go the wrong way. Stay focused on the mission at hand. You have to stay poised. If you are a person who has a family, which means most of us fall into that category, guess what? There's someone else who's affected by anything that you may do. So you have to stay focused. You have to keep your eye on the prize, and you have to remain calm, cool, and collective at all times. I know, a lot to talk about in the three-minute commentary, but I think it's important for people to get this message every now and then. You know, there are times in our lives when we walk into a building and the building is about to fall down. What do? We need to figure out a way to get out the building. We don't want to feel sorry for ourselves and say, oh my God, why am I in this situation? No, you need to be thinking clearly and thinking about how are you going to take it to the next phase. Because remember, always take yourself to a place beyond whatever your deadlines are. Let's say, for example, you're going through a tough stretch right now. The first thing that I think about when things like that happen to me, I say, wow, guess what? This time next year, I'll be laughing about this situation. And so what you have to do, you have to practice a little bit of back to the future. Sometimes you have to transport yourself beyond the situation so you can see the brighter days ahead. You know what? That sounds silly. It sounds quirky, but that may help you get through your difficult time. Think about what's down the road for you. Don't think about the present. Think about what the future holds for you, because sometimes that takes you in a better place. So listen, stay focused, concentrate on what you're doing, and remember, never let them see you sweat. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
gonna be, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Hell no. Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm taking a bullet for my kid. My kid, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama.
Hey.
Oh.
She was looking good, though.
Yeah.
She had a killer's cold shoes on. Oh, she was looking good.
Her hair was
thick.
Oh.
I want to ride one more big baby, 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 baby. All right,
now, fasten your seatbelt.
Baby, I got you all to my damn self. Yeah, Mr. Elliott ain't here to interfere.
Where is Mr. Elliott?
Hold on, homie. I'm trying to put my rap game on. You talking about some, where is Mr. Elliott? Let me run this first. Let me have my say. And then I'll tell you where his ass is. So are you feeling scrumdilly-ish today, girl? Are you feeling scrumdilly-ish?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
You done kind of blew my high now. I mean, you don't. Well, yeah, oh, yeah. Wait, where Mr. Elliott is? Okay, I'll tell you where his ass is. Mr. Elliott is being uncle again, and which means that he has to spend money. He is at a graduation.
Okay, that's nice.
That is
good family time. I understand.
Yeah. That's a good thing, right? I mean, he gets a chance to go out, and he's Uncle Mr. Elliott today.
Okay. Good for him.
So which means, baby, it ain't nothing between me and you but air and opportunity. The air is gone. The air is gone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll see about the opportunity status, though. We'll see
about
that.
Yeah, I read your little Facebook page. I read your little Facebook post, and what the hell did that mean, Momo B? You finally found love. What was that all about?
That was a song I was singing.
Oh, okay. I was like, I finally found love. Heaven has finally blessed me with a man. I'm like, what
you
the hell is this?
You should know that. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father.
Oh, that's a Grammy winner. Okay, baby, you had to sing it.
On me.
Yeah,
you
girl.
You sent me someone who loves me. Yes.
Yes, he did.
It's not just my body. Yeah, I was
oh, damn.
Yes.
Keep going, girl. Keep going.
Like,
keep going. I was getting into
it. Yeah.
Okay, I got it for you. Pass the baton to me. He makes me happy. He makes me happy. I don't know where I'll be.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the rest of the world.
I owe my thanks to thee.
Yes. Go on, take it on home, girl.
It wouldn't happen without you.
Damn. I gotta go listen to that. I gotta play that. Oh,
yes.
I gotta play that on Wednesday.
Alicia
Lord,
Myers.
That much.
Alicia Myers.
I know who that is, girl. That was my jam there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about this one? Something's on your mind. You feel it every time when I'm with you.
Okay.
What you like to do? What you like? Come on, Momo B. If you play your cards right, everything is going to be... Right. How are you doing today? Jesus Christ. I was having fun. I was feeling good. So how are you doing on this beautiful but hot day? What's the temperatures like in South
Woo!
Florida, girlfriend?
The temperature is too damn hot. Is that what it says
on the thermostat? Too damn hot. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. You know, let me tell you something. If you don't believe in global warming, somebody should, because it is too damn hot outside. This is ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. This is stupid how hot it is. Oh. Well, you know, without any further ado, let's bring in our guy.
It's my turn. It's raining.
I wish it was raining. Damn the mid part.
No.
I'm gonna
let myself
go.
Well, that's for you.
Absolutely, don't get me.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, what the hell kind of hello is that? And we're happy to see you too. Good grades of life. What the hell was that, Ernest?
I don't know. No, because you're going to make fun of it, so I'm not even going to talk about it. Let's just move on.
No,
it's hot here too, by the way.
I promise. I won't do it.
No, because I don't trust you. It's 80 degrees here, but the humidity is like Texas and Oklahoma humidity. No, really. People in New York don't know how to deal with this. They are babies with humidity. And, you know, you're from Texas. You live in Texas now. I'm from Oklahoma. We know about humidity. We don't like it, but we know about it. People up here, they can't handle it. They are babies when that stuff happens. So,
and they should be.
Whatever.
They should be, because it's too damn hot. This is ridiculous.
It's uncomfortable.
I don't care.
I mean, heat is heat, but, man, you throw in that humidity, it's a killer. You can't, you know, in Oklahoma growing up in the 80s, you either got to somebody's pool if they had a pool or you went to the mall. That's all you could do. Anything else, you're in danger of heat stroke. I mean, what can you, you know, you can't go out anywhere.
It's ridiculous. So, I mean, it is totally ridiculous how hot it is. I mean, good googly moogly. This is nuts.
It's probably hot where you are. Now, we're getting a lot of storms because of the humidity. We're getting those summer storms like where it's, you know, in the afternoon you get a storm from all the humidity and then you're okay in the evening. We've been having that for a week and we got another week of it coming. So, for me, it's like a springtime in Oklahoma. For New Yorkers, they just don't know what to do with themselves. They are just upset and twisted three ways to Sunday. They don't know what to
do. Well, they should be. And I don't blame them. Because, you know, I mean, you can't have fun. I mean, you can't even listen. Let me tell you something, man. I've been thinking about putting a pool in my backyard. Matter of fact, I'm ready to go and fill out some applications. Well, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. I've been trying not to.
Are you doing in-ground?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do an Acapulco type thing, man. I think I want to have me like, you know, what I really want it to look like. What are you laughing at? I really want it to look like I want it to look like just like a swimming hole. I don't want it to look like a pool. I want it to look like you walking through the woods and all of a sudden you stumbled up on this pond. So, you know, I got to figure
that out.
Hey,
man, that's just some good landscaping. Just get yourself a good landscaper and map it out and you'll have something that looks fantastic. Yeah.
Well, you know, hell, I put a pond back there. I have, you know, like little koi fish and everything back then. I did that. It was pretty damn cool. But I'm thinking I want a big-ass pond. Like, you know, I'm like, damn, I found a pond in the middle of the damn city. Splish, let me take a bath. Splish, splash. It's hot. This is ridiculous. And I don't want to go to no damn community pool because I was talking to this chick the other day, and she was telling me, this is what she said. And I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. She says, well, she said, I went to the pool this weekend. I said, oh, really? Did you have a good time? She says, yeah. She says, you know, I just stayed in the pool. I said, wow. I said, really? She said, yeah, even, I even peed in the pool. I'm like, what?
She said,
well, hey. No, it was a white chick that said that. To myself, I peed in the pool. I said, wait a minute. I said, you just going to tell me that? Well, you know, come on, that's what I got chlorine for. I'm like, what? Okay. So that's why I can't go to a community pool.
So does it make it okay? I mean,
pool. Look,
you know, when I see hear somebody say something like that, I'm like, you know what? When you go to a gym or the YMCA and you're taking a shower after you work out, there's a drain right there. It doesn't make it a toilet. You know,
hold on.
Doesn't mean you release your bowels or your bladder for a minute.
Hold on. What's wrong with peeing in the shower? What's wrong with you?
No. There's nothing wrong with peeing in your own shower, but when you're at the YMCA, just because there's a drain there doesn't make it a pool. Or doesn't, I mean, well, for this woman, it doesn't make it a bathroom just because it's a drain. If you're at home, I pee in the shower. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I've
used the bathroom
in the shower. I have trouble squishing the turds down with my toes, but I, you know,
okay,
I don't know.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we're here Saturday. Saturday, 347-851-2727. Glad you guys are in the house. Once again, Mr. Elias is out being uncle today, so wish him well. Congratulations to his niece who's graduating. I'm not sure if she's graduating from college or from high school. It has to be college because, could be
high school. You should know this.
Because y'all is old as
Methuselah. What are you talking about?
But God dang, it's June. It's already up the end of June, July. There's no way it's high school, right? So it has to be college, right?
Well, no, that's
it's a change.
You know what, Jay? I don't know when they graduate in Houston, the kids. But here in New York, our neighbors next door, they have three daughters. Their oldest one just graduated the 25th or 24th of June. Now, in Oklahoma, It's hot as hell by the end of May. So you can't, you know, and those are, you know, you and I are old enough where our schools may not have had air conditioning. We certainly didn't. And there were a lot of kids. So we would take that Memorial Day break for the weekend, come back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for finals, and then we were done. So by June, July, and August, that was our clear month because it's just too damn hot. But up here, these kids go to school till like the middle of June or June 20th or something like that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Ernest,
when does anybody
next
have
week
time
is the
to go on vacation
July.
Or something?
There's no one in school
yeah,
this
I know.
Way. Okay. Anyway.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, the people next door had a graduation party. I'm looking at a calendar. I think their daughter graduated last Saturday, which was the 22nd. That was their graduation ceremony, and they were out of school only a day or two before that. I'm telling you, they go till June here. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
Pay it. I say, pay attention.
Ten good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes sponsored by the Rib Zone, where they have rubs. That's right, meat rubs. That sounds crazy. More on that a little later. But listen, 10 minutes is where we kind of talk about what we want to talk about. Let me tell you what I want to talk about. And I told her I was going to bust her out on this show today. This chick that I know, right? She's happy now. She has a grandkid, right? Just had a granddaughter. Guess what they named the baby?
Oh, God. Wait. Let's give us a hint, but don't tell us. Let's really work through this for like a minute.
It begins with a... Okay, put it this way. There was a famous TV neighbor that had a name very close to this.
Okay, what's the first letter of the name only?
S. I guess.
And it was a famous TV neighbor?
He said S,
yes.
I guess.
As
yeah.
in Sam, S as in Sam, you're saying? Okay.
S is in, Sam.
Okay. As opposed, I didn't know if it's S or F. Okay. S as in Sam, a famous TV neighbor. So this is somebody,
yes.
This is a character name that we saw on TV, and they were the neighbor of the main thrust of the show.
Yes. Yes.
Is it a girl or a boy?
Now, give us a decade.
It's a girl.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
It's
girl.
The 90s.
In the 90s.
Yes.
Shanae.
Okay, that's the neighbor. So it's along those damn lines.
Well, I don't
Let
know anybody else
it.
On Martin's
it's
show,
called,
but it's...
It's, her name is Shaquinsa Lanice.
What the hell?
Shaquinsa Lanice. What kind of damn name is that? I looked at her.
Oh.
I said, wait a minute. Your granddaughter's
name is...
Could
you people get your act together?
Thank you. Look, I can't even say it.
I'm sick of this crap.
Shaquinsa Lanice. I said, how the hell do you spell that? I don't know. I said, well, if you can't spell it and you damn near 50, how the hell you think the baby going to spell it in damn kindergarten? Let me tell you something, black people. Stop naming y'all kids these crazy-ass names.
You know how she's going to spell it, Jay. It's going to be like S-H-A to the third power, rock,
treehouse,
bat symbol, Q. That's how it's going to spell it. It's some whacked out way of spelling it.
Shaquinsa Lanice. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
It sounds like, Shaquinsa sounds like a hotel chain.
Like a damn hotel chain.
Yeah.
Now introducing.
Starting at $49.95 for a double.
Come on, listen, okay, Chief Justice Shaquinsa Lanice. I'm like, this is some buff, you know what? It's crazy. And, you know,
That's
and so
black.
The thing is,
it's pretty black.
Now here it is, her name is Sharon, right, the baby, I mean the girl, the mama. And so I guess she said it was a combination of her name and the daddy's name. The daddy's name is Quentin or Quintus or something. So she wanted to make sure the baby was represented by both people, and she named the baby that crazy-ass name. She should have just
looked
with
her niece. I think she got that name because her and the baby daddy copulated in a La Quinta Inn in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's where they got the name from. That's how they put that together. The Shreveport La Quinta. It's like, Shaquinsa, that's a pretty name. Yeah, that's how they
got it.
That's
ridiculous. I don't, you know,
yeah,
Lord, bless my people. And I know Miss Elias would be talking yin-yang right about now. I could care less. Stop naming your kids these crazy-ass names. Okay, Momo,
yeah.
What do you think of the name? Come on now. Be honest with me.
I'm all for being unique, but that's, I don't like to talk about other people, they name their child, or because that's them, they want to be creative, and but that's ridiculous. I mean, they're coming, you got to stop.
Wait a minute. You're saying you don't want to talk about how people name their kids, they just came out, that's ridiculous.
I think people, name your child. You got your own little baby. You carried it. You want to name it. You think it's cute and all that, but it really is not cute. It's not at all. But who am I to tell her or other people what's cute and what's not about them, what they name their child? So my personal opinion,
what I think is worse?
I don't like it. I think it's but hey,
it's booty. Say it. It's booty.
It's
booty.
Stank booty. Stank booty.
It's Bama. That's what
booty.
It is. It's Bama.
You ain't lying. It's Bama. Bama yeah. ass name.
You know what's worse, though? Let's talk about baby names for half a second. Northwest.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was
stupid,
too.
That's stupid. Yeah. That's just that.
Let's not forget the fact that Kanye now thinks he's a god and has said so on his record. His new record that's out. Now he's naming his... I mean, what if the relationship goes south? Where does it land then?
If it goes south, then it'd be northwest south. Ernest, come on. What are you doing? Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It should have been so logical of an answer.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, you put it right there. It was like a real high and tight fastball. I mean, come on, you put that right there, right across the plate.
So
stop naming the kids these crazy ass names. I just don't understand it. And something
now, Jay,
else
were
that
you
happened,
named after
yep.
anybody? Were you named
no.
after anybody in your family, or did your mom
no.
just pick that name?
She just picked that name, and hey, I don't know what she was thinking about, but hey, she did. But here's something else.
And your
that
name
happened.
Is actually just Jay, or is the J stand for something? Is it just Jay?
J-A-Y? It's just J.
Okay.
It ain't no
I was named
J.
after my father. That's why I have a fourth on it. I'm the fourth Ernest L. Sewell in the line. So,
thank
you,
Ernest. Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you what somebody did, and you tell me if this is a sign. I was talking to this lady, man. So we were sitting there talking, and so she reached in her purse, and she grabbed one of those Antoids, and she put it in her mouth. I said, would you like one? And I said, yeah. But then when I reached for it, I said, wait a minute. What is those things called? Antoids? Altoids.
What are they called, Medea? They're Altoids.
Altoids. I don't know what they're called. I don't eat them. So anyway,
he sounds like Medea trying to pronounce something.
I can't say it. I'm sorry. So,
give me one of those alkaloids.
Yeah. Anita. 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 That's what I said.
Okay.
Altoids.
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 She gave you one, and then what happened?
Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. When I went to reach for it, I said, thank you. And I said, wait a minute. Is she trying to tell me I got the yucky yuck? I was wondering what she... I said, is that the international sign when somebody just reach in their purse and grab something and say, hey, would you like one?
Yeah, for the most part. What, were you in a discussion with her? And did she, like...
I was.
Herself backwards and then dug in her purse?
No, stop. You stop this right now. No, I'm just saying,
I'm
she just... No, we were just talking and she just reached in her purse and... grab one.
Well, listen, I think that's if she was telling you that you have bad breath, I mean, listen, we all get it at some point during the day. You know, that's better than my roommate said to me this morning. We got in the car. I had only had coffee. We were running up to the convenience store to get something, and then we were going to run some errands. And I leaned over to him and said something, and he's like, you have bad breath. And I'm like, thank you, filter. Can we get one of those after 15 years being, living in the same? Can we at least get a filter?
No,
nah,
you slipped.
Like,
so y'all
let's go get some mints.
Yeah, right.
So you slipped, Ernest. So I thought that was your roommate. So y'all are booty buddies, huh?
No, we're not booty buddies. No, we have lived together for 15 years. We were only together 3.5 years. We're not booty buddies. We don't do anything together other than go to the grocery store.
How do you live with someone? Okay, here we go. That's a whole different thing. How can you live with someone? And I don't get that. I couldn't be in the same house with my ex. I couldn't do it.
Well, because you're a jackass. But in general, it's because Brian and I, when we first started dating back in 1998, see how I did that? We always said that even if we ever broke up, and we weren't planning on breaking up, I mean, who does? But we had said that, we would always be friends. And there was kind of a rough, 2002 was a little rough. Because we broke up in November of 2001. So 2002 was a little rough for me. But after that, we found our groove just being friends. And I can't imagine going back to that now, whether it's just physically or in a relationship. I'm so beyond. I mean, we've been apart longer than we were ever together, times two or three. You know, I mean, 2001 to now is what, 12 years? This year will be 12 years. So, you know, we're just fast friends now. You know, we look out for each other. We both do our own thing, and we both do things together.
Did you say
together,
fat friends?
That's just how it is. Fast friends.
Oh, okay. Well, the other one was appropriate, too. Thank you. All right. So now, like I said before,
well,
Ching
is a little. Listen, he's only 5'2". He's a little chubby, but I'm the fat one. I'll own that. I ain't scared of it. I had my shirt off earlier outside.
Are.
What?
Ooh, yucky, yuck, yuck, yuck. Keep it to yourself. All right, we talked about meat rubs. That's coming up. Oh, they have meat rubs going on at the oh, God, look, you made me lose my train of thought, man. Look, we have to change the commercial. You know, forget it.
Oh, you want
know,
me to change it? Something.
No, leave it as it is. We're not going to change it. I mean, he has. I'll just say there are rubs now with the Rib King or whatever the hell their name is. All right. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by...
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee. That's what I'm
You are listening
about.
To the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Here's your national forecast on this Saturday, and it stays a little on the soggy side. On and off rainfall through the Lake States and the Ohio Valley. Northeast New England, maybe some severe weather, especially Vermont, New Hampshire, and out across parts of the southeast, too. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Big rain coming through the panhandle early, but more coming in the afternoon. Now, it's not all-day rain, but certainly it's time to keep eyes and ears to the sky for scattered showers and thunderstorms. 88 Atlanta, you may avoid the rain. The heat is on in the west. 118 in Phoenix is a record. Vegas, you're approaching an all-time record high today at 116. That heat stays there, even as we head on through Sunday, with some moisture getting in the West Texas and parts of the Four Corners, and still on again, off again rainfall. Ohio Valley, Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, down through the southeastern part of the U.S., so temperatures remain relatively tame, 80 to 85 from New York to Atlanta. Warmer in Chicago, but hot still in the deserts of the southwest. More scattered showers and thunder showers as we get into the first day of July here on Monday. New York City, Boston, Raleigh, Durham, right on down toward Jacksonville with daytime highs in the 80s. Billings, 90 degrees on Monday. Phoenix, 113. Chicago, about 76. Atlanta, 84 degrees.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Do love that I love you. You walk around this town with your hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? I like the way you wear your hair. Wear it natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no messy Jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That guy ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
You lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk in that street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, it's Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday, folks. It is 37 minutes after the hour. Tuning in to the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, and that's the B-I-Z. Woo! Hanging out with my girl Momo B-Z in the Heezy. Hey, baby.
Let's dance. Let's shout.
Let's
dance. Let's dance. Yes.
Woo.
I love me some Michael Jackson. Oh, my God.
And that voice in the background, of course, is Big E in the house. Big E was in the dog.
Think about it into the ground. Hey, you know what? We opened ERN with some Michael Jackson tonight. Can't get out of the rain. So that was totally appropriate. We've been playing a lot of MJ because, you know, it's been 4 years since he died. This past
Absolutely.
Week, so.
Absolutely. Still can't
and
believe
also,
it. I mean, it's,
quick note on
still
that.
Still can't believe it.
Before we get anything, quick, the same day was 29 years of Purple Rain, and it was also George Michael's 50th birthday, who I personally think is one of the best voices in the business still today. That's just my opinion.
Well,
all
you would.
The same day.
Yeah, you would.
Why?
So,
I mean, let's not talk about
that.
The artistry. Let's bring up some gay crap.
Sure, why not?
You are,
hey, you first.
You are so obsessed with gay. It's the Gay Ryle Show today.
Oh, whatever, clown. Yeah. Say what you want. I can hear what you
want.
Hi there.
Oh.
It's for sex.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
No,
she didn't leave.
I stayed there. I was paid to get in. I stayed there.
See, look. See, she didn't leave. Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
What's up, Miss Carrie?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey, Miss Terry. Hey, Ernest. Hey, everybody.
Oh,
I love Miss Terry's intro.
Yeah, I love that, Miss Terry. Boy, that laugh kills me every time. Oh, God, we had a good time when she was lying. I just go there and watch. I don't participate. What the hell you talking about? You go and watch no panties on.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. So, Miss Terry, is it hot on the West Coast?
Honey, I'm calling from beautiful California where it's hot as hell and the gays and lesbians can be married now. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, all righty. Hey, we're happy that they can do what they want to do. It's a good day for people who believe in that stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good day. I mean,
if you don't believe in gay marriage, don't marry a gay person. Move on. Next. Let's go.
Shut up. Oh, whatever.
That's
so anyway, the president,
you don't believe in gay marriage, don't get married to a gay person. What's the problem?
Thank you. We heard it the first time. And the president called the president called the couple, right, that started. Who was that couple he called? Who were they?
The president called some couple. Filed the lawsuit that started this whole thing a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was
that
a female couple, if I'm not mistaken. Miss Terry might know different, but I think it was a female couple.
I think it was a female couple. I'm not sure. All I know is they get married and everybody's happy. And it's Pride weekend and hello. That's all I know.
All righty. Hey, wave your rainbow flag.
And I'm trying to bust into a wedding, the after party. I'm trying to find out
if you're going to start wedding crashing a bunch of gay people.
Oh, God. Wow. Gotcha.
Oh, make my sure God. You... We have got to hang out sometime.
Oh,
free,
God.
It's free liquor. I'm telling you, the liquor be pouring.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Terry,
mm-hmm.
For that. Thank you for that. Just
so you got the right idea.
Intro. Wow, I hear you.
I'm having microphone
are you
problems.
Are you having microphone problems, or your mic?
Yeah, somebody just brought me a microphone issue, so I'm gonna work through it here. It's got chocolate chips in it, and it's good. And
well,
No.
You're having a mic problem.
It was
problem.
Like the
we
last
brother
I was with, hot chocolate and gooey, baby.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, so anyway, as Ernest mentioned before we started going down this path, that it has been 4 years since Michael Jackson passed. And I tell you, you know, we played his music during the Get Hype Old School, Get Hype song. And, you know, and this is before we get into the QOD. It's still, to me, it's unreal that this guy is gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's something, it's almost like since, you know, he really wasn't a part of my, you know, I didn't see him every day. It's like he's not gone, per se. I don't know. It's a weird feeling. It's hard for me to accept that, you know, one of the greatest entertainers of all time has left this earth. So it's hard. Every time I hear a Michael Jackson song, it kind of hits me in a, you know. I don't know.
Jay, that
know.
Makes a lot of sense to me. That makes a lot of sense when you said, because you don't see him every day. Because I kind of think that way about my mom. She lived 1,500 miles away. She's in Oklahoma City. I'm in New York, upstate New York. And we talked often, but I didn't see her every day. So it's still a little over a year later. I still tell me it's a little hard thinking about my mom being gone because I don't see her every day. I don't think about, I'm going to go to her house and she's not there today. You know, I don't have that connection like that. So I kind of feel the same way about Michael Jackson. It's hard to remember that he's not here anymore. And it saddens me when I do hear one of his songs. I'm like, damn, we'll never hear anything great from him again.
Yeah.
Anything new.
Well,
you know.
Well, unless he's like Tupac, that, you know, this joker here been dead since 1996, but like he has a new damn CD every freaking 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's up with that?
He's had a better career
like
once
Tupac.
He's dead than he was when he was alive.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know. But the thing that's so crazy is, though, is that, you know, and I can understand that because, you know, in the early 90s when I had a group and we used to record stuff, and there's a lot of times when you're in the studio and you're just messing around. And so I can see with Tupac, you know, they kind of found some stuff from back in the day and, you know, they played all kind of music from back in the day, you know, so they put together stuff from, you know, because you jack around the studio. I mean, there's probably hours and hours of recording of people just kind of messing around, you know, so you could probably put together some material. I wish Luther Vandross would have messed around in the studio a time or two, because I would love to hear some new Luther. Oh, man, I would love to. Gosh.
Let's face it, he probably did mess around in the studio, but not the way you're talking about.
Hey, man, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. That's blasphemy.
I know. I love Luther, too. I'd really
do. Okay,
all
right.
He was one of the purest voices throughout all the vocoder and all of the, auto-tune and all that stuff. He was one of the real ones. Him, Patti LaBelle.
You know, you're wrong.
Just a few of those people that were real through it all.
You were wrong for saying that. You were wrong for saying that. And you must be punished.
Every musician has messed around in the studio. I'm just saying, you said mess around. It sounded
funny.
Oh, well, Mel, she let this
happen. Free to be.
Well, we were already sad. It's a perfect time to bring her in.
You must be punished.
Talk about somebody dying. Now she shows up. Perfect timing.
Her return to mute.
She's your queen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show up Wednesday just to counteract this.
Oh no!
We can't do this all day.
Can I invite you to Evolve?
No, we can't do this all day.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Odelia.
Bow down. What the hell is happening with you, Dr. Princess Odelia from Detroit, Michigan? What the hell's going on?
Hi, everyone. Hello.
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 That's my sister.
Hi, my sister. How are you? I'm still waiting for a text back. The last text you didn't respond. But hello, sweetie. Hi, I love you. And hello to to you, Ernest. Hello. Pop goes the weasel. I pop up just like a weasel. Pop there every now and then.
No,
I
she
just
didn't.
Pop in there. Okay.
She did pop up like
hello.
A weasel.
Hello, Miss Carrie.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And hello,
good.
Jay. Hi, Jay. How you doing, baby?
Somebody must have lost their boyfriend. How about you calling on Saturday? You try to get back in, huh?
You
try to get back in, huh? That's what it is. Yeah.
No. I just say hello. And hello, Mr. Elias. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Priscilla. I'm not here.
So ridiculous. He's not even here.
Oh, he's not here? Oh, okay, sorry. Well, anyways, I just wanted to just come in like a weasel, just poof, pop in there and pop on out. I think
that is a perfect analogy. I would agree with that.
You know what? I didn't ask you. Thank you very much. We're being
there
very
you go.
Cordial.
There you go.
You
don't
ain't
got to
ask nothing, Heifer. You ain't got to ask nothing.
Don't
I
take nothing from him, girl.
Anything.
Okay, anyway. All right, thank you, Dr. Prince O.D. I don't know how long you're hanging out, but we do have a show to do. Thank you. You just call in and just disrupt everything. But, you know, hey, listen, that's what you do. Disruption is your middle name. Right. Thank you very much. Oh, God. You know what? Let me say this, though, because the last we heard from you, you were supposed to go to the dentist. Can I have the number to your dentist? Because it seems to me that whatever they do to your mouth be working perfectly 48 hours after the procedure. So I need your dentist.
They need to wire her jaw shut. That's what they need to do.
This was the second procedure, and I had to cancel a couple times because I was so busy. You guys are talking about stuff. I had to cancel
a
couple
times. Oh, yeah, because
you're
touring the world. Sorry.
I mean, it was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. But anyway, so I did. I had a root canal procedure on Thursday.
Oh, good. Good.
And,
glad your mouth is feeling better.
And her name is Dr. Broadnight. Excellent doctor.
Okay, I'm just really joking. What the hell would I need her name?
Yeah,
no,
we really don't
never
care.
Mind. Okay,
because
all right.
I want to plug
ain't
her.
Nobody
she
hiking
excellent.
Up to Detroit for a dentist.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, the QOD,
question of the day. Jay, what is the question,
the question
of the day,
Jay? If you could live forever at a certain age, what age would that be? You can stop and be that age forever. Can it be 16? Can it be 5? So that's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QOD, the question of the day. If you could live forever at a certain age, what age would that be? So let me go, since you called in here, Dr. Princess, all day, let me go to you first. So if you could live at a certain age, forever and a day, what age would that be, Dr. Princess Aldea?
Yes, I think it would be 40. Because, can I tell you why?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. 40 is the age of wisdom. You've got your sexual peace for women. I mean, it's amazing.
40?
And, yeah, 40, baby. And you're looking good.
Other people, not you.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Other people, not you. But okay, yes.
Oh yeah, ladies probably. I mean, I'm telling you, because you know what, you've come through a lot of things, and I'm not technically on the show today. I'm a guest.
I don't give a damn. You're gonna technically get in your eyes. You said four more times.
You technically just said you know what, so you're here.
Oh crap! Well, I'm not gonna say that again.
Hurry
so
up.
Anyway.
Okay.
With your story.
Yes. Okay. So you're saying 40, huh?
Yeah, 40, baby. I mean, great for. I mean, just the whole thing: wisdom, charisma, the sexiness, just having your life in order, and I keep going back to the sex, but sex is good. You know, all those things are great at 40. And just the wisdom. Listen, you don't have to deal with the young stuff. You're in between. You're trying to figure out 30. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Did I get everything I was supposed to get in life? Well, maybe I need to plunge it a little bit more. You put your efforts in.
Now that you say that, I mean, you know, because I'm thinking 40. But you know what? Now that she broke it down for us, I mean, that's a good possibility. Thank you, Dr. Prince's idea, the queen of inspiration. Miss Terry. If you could stop the time, if you could stop at a, Lord have mercy, if you could stop at an age, girl, what age would it be, baby?
My age would be, and I understand what the princess is saying about knowledge and wisdom and blah, blah, blah. 30 years old, you were crazy. You just jumped and did stuff, didn't really care, quit a job, started a job, flew this person, get a kick there with this person. Hey, this, oh, yes, honey, 30, 29, 30. That was it right there.
Yeah, you ain't
right
lying.
There.
You ain't lying. Because you're right. Because you young enough, but you old enough. You right there.
Thank you. Right there.
You right there.
Yeah.
30, damn, that's a good age right there. Because most people, when they turn 30, they're going crazy. But you say at 30, you are just, because you're a little mature for the youngins, but you just young enough for the old people.
Yeah.
I got you, girl. You're right in the middle. I like that age. I like that age, 30.
Yeah, 30,
that's a good one.
Good. Everything on a woman is still tight. It's just right. So you get 40
ooh,
years,
yes,
you got a little like menopause, you got a little ooh menopause jumping on, you know, whatever. 40, everything is just tight.
You're
so
messed
up. I don't have menopause dropping off, man.
I'm just saying. And a lot of women didn't have great sex at 40. Let me just say that. At 40,
first of all, everybody, all the ladies, eat your yogurt and don't forget to get that Bowl House or that Nantucket juice, the green juice, to keep the juices.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Brazil. God bless. Thank you. All right, we won't forget. We know. Well, I understand. This is not a health show. This is not a health show. You need to go read Wiz magazine to get that information. We're not here for that tonight. Thank you very much. We're here to, well, great sex. Well, hey, listen, I don't know. I have
great sex. That's what we were talking about, great sex.
Well, okay, what does that got to do with you drinking lemon juice? What kind of damn remedy is that?
So you have a JJ could be nice and nice.
Okay, watch yourself,
look,
girl.
You want
watch
something
yourself
to tighten up. It's lemon juice. Put some lemon juice in your vajayjay. That'll tighten that stuff right up. Fuck the power.
What'd you say, Momo B? Because, you know, Mr. Big Mouth is running. What'd you say, girl?
Nothing.
Okay, all right. So while we talk, okay, Ernest, give me an age, Ernest. What age, Ernest, if you could freeze the hands of time and you could stay that age forever, what age would you stop the clock, my friend?
Now, I'm assuming that we would know what we know now or continue. If I knew what I knew now, I would probably freeze at about 33. For me, that was a great time. I always tell people that there's a paradigm shift that happens, and if you haven't reached it yet, you don't understand it. Because people look at me like I had two heads when I used to tell them. You know, and I said, wait till you hit 33. It's not about 30. Wait till you hit about... Yeah, I'll show you my second head, son. You want
to
keep
talking? No, you show it to your
when you hit
roommate
about 32 or 33, you go through a paradigm shift, and the things that you thought, you kind of drop off the BS in your life. Like, you know, when you're 20-something, everything's so damn important. You're on every soapbox. You're at every whatever. You kind of drop that stuff, and you're still young enough to have fun, like Miss Terry said, but you're in your early 30s, and you start to go for quality over quantity, whether it's with friends, what you do in life, what your goals are. That was a great time for me. I felt like it was a growth spurt. Emotionally and mentally and everything else, I felt like that was a good time. So I would probably freeze at 30. And, you know, when I was in my 20s, I liked people. I always hung around older people that were in their 30s somewhere. And once I got to my 30s, that was just the zone for me. I had great friends. I felt good about the people I was with. So I'd say 33 for me. That was just prime time for me.
33.
In a lot of ways.
Huh. You know what? I'm shocked because no one has dropped under 30. Okay, all right. Well, Momo B, baby.
My first consideration was 26.
My
first thing was 26, and then I remembered 32.
My age would be 28. 28 is actually when I stopped counting. There's been no other birthday after 28.
Were you still moving?
My daughter thought I was 28 for a long, long time.
I just never aged.
And when she finally found out, I think I was on the phone with, you know, I'm on the phone talking my crap, and I'm like, what? Because I'm a grown woman. I'm whatever age I spit out. And she, like, went into shock. She was like, I thought you were 28. I'm
Lord
never get
have
out of
mercy.
Here. But I like 28. 28 was my best for me. I mean, now I'm older, and I'm a little wiser.
28, Momo B.
Yes, I was. I'm older now, so I see things differently. But mm-hmm. 28 was the best. I would stay at 28. Even if I just had to lose some of my wisdom, I would stay right there. Because I was old enough to know, you know, a lot of things I know now. I just wasn't, like, now I'm more calmer. I don't get mad and agitated as quick as I did back then.
Why?
That was my only problem. I know, I'm still smart. I'm still as smart as I am now and I was then, but I just don't have the attitude, per se. My attitude was worse when I was 28. However,
you want to go back to that.
Life,
wait, you're more calm now?
No. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. No, my life as a whole, my life then was the best. I looked my best, in my opinion. I acted my best. I had my favorite car then. I was starting my new career, and I loved it. I loved the money. I loved the position I was in. I loved everything about being 28. I loved I love the different seasonings I had around me. I had my salt and my pepper and my thyme.
Hold up.
You had your weed.
Did she say she started her new career? Oh, God, come on, but you know what the hell's going on.
Illegal substance.
No, that's right there.
I didn't just start that at 28. Come on now.
When you started that at 19?
She was president and CEO anyway. By the time she was 28. Let's keep it real.
Anyway, I had one child already, and everything was still, you know, in the proper perspective. Everything I was supposed to be high was high. I was supposed to be low was low.
You were high.
I like that. That was a nice age for me. I love it. I loved it.
28 years ago.
Can I say something, too? I want to say one more thing. Guess what?
Sure.
Of course you do. I mean, 30s, I think, are great, and you are so right, Mama B, sister. But you know what? I was so stuck on religion, I didn't enjoy those years as much as I did. And then I was still, you know, dealing with an abusive marriage at that time, too. But I can imagine only how 30s could be, or the early 30s. My latter 30s, 35, all that. Oh, yeah, I was living on the lake. I was really enjoying life. But I was still so religious that I didn't enjoy all the aspects. I wasn't as free as I am now. Now I'm free.
We're good, you're free. Thank you. This is not the autobiography of Dr. Prince's idea.
Yeah,
thank
what
you
the hell
very
is this Lifetime movie or something?
I mean, you know, it's like,
for God's sake.
If we asked what age would you like to freeze time, well, 28 wasn't good for me because, okay, what if it wasn't good for you? Why even bring it up? Thank you for
really?
I was sharing that I think everybody's around the 30s. And I think 30s are great. And I, you know, but 40s, I still, you know, there's so much wisdom and fun. I'm like kind of back in time. So maybe I'm somewhat like I was in my 30s. People think I'm in my early 30s or late 20s.
Okay.
We understand. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back, for God's sake.
I know.
Can we freeze the moment just before she called in?
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
I'm done. I'm not
going to
say anything. Thank you, guys.
Right. Shut up for a second. Got to go to break.
God bless you. And God bless you and your children, Dr. Prince's idea. All right, folks. We're going to step out and take a break. We'll be back after this. Round show 347-854-272. We'll be back. We'll tell you what, we'll do a recap on Wednesday's show too. We had a great time with Sophia Janelle. She called in. We'll talk about that a little bit too as well. All right, Jay Round Show Wednesday was good. See how I did that? But Saturday's even better. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere, folks. Keep it right here.
This show is sold out in San Diego already. Champagne Saturdays presents a live performance by Club Nouveau. Champagne Saturdays presents a live performance by Club Nouveau. Saturday, June 29th at the Rooftop 3100. Saturday, June 29th at 9 p.m. Admission $20. VIP $50, which will include a meet and greet. Birthday packages available. Celebrate your birthday with us. you can get valet parking. Tickets available for Club Nouveau at the Rooftop 3100, June 29th, Saturday. 3100 Will Sharp Boulevard in Los Angeles. Cross the street from Vermont Interior on Westmoreland. 21 and over, dress code strictly enforced. For ticket information, call 213-380-0457. 213-380-0457.
Lean on me. We are not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Again, 213-380-0457 or online at wanttickets.com. A Champagne Saturdays presentation.
I'm sitting here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life, and we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover. Love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart, I know, baby, it's love. It lasts forever. It don't just stop the show.
Oh, baby. I played the field for the long.
Take it from the top.
One, two.
I ain't scared of you, mother.
I'm gonna tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't be shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
It's showing the hell is it's Saturday. Damn Skippy, J. Rowell Show. 347-850-1272. Uh-huh. Right before the party gets started, come get your laugh on with us. It is 7 minutes after the top of the hour on a beautiful Saturday. Hanging out with my very best friends in the whole damn world. Some of the very best in the business as well. Let me introduce them to you if you're just tuning in. Mumbo Beezy is in the heezy. Hey, girl.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, baby?
Ooh, now you're coming around. Now you are coming around. Miss Terry, hey, girl.
Hey.
Yeah, I know. You sniffing too. You sniffing too, baby. And of course, Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
We're doing outstanding. The Kill needs a question of the day. If you could live forever at a certain age, what age would that be? And so far, we have 40, we have early 30s, and we have 28. All great choices. But you know, it's also Saturday. You know how we do it. 10 things not to do. We're going to talk about that. 10 things not to do during a divorce proceeding. Should be interesting. Interesting conversation coming up. Now, you know, this past Wednesday, we had Sophia Janelle in the house. Let me tell you something. Got a lot of positive comments from that interview. She is a fun person, and she even hung out with the ladies after the show. But I also noticed how, you know what? Dr. Princess O'Dea, when she does this thing after the main show, she runs everybody off. I mean, Miss Terry said, I'm gone. I ain't even listening to more of this. She just
no,
like,
no, no.
Yes, you did.
No,
yes, you did.
Was,
yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I was
you
disconnected.
Did. Yes, you did.
No, I did not. I was disconnected. I'm not going to lie.
You,
I was disconnected.
You get disconnected every show, every time, every 15
time
minutes
I
after
get
you
disconnected.
Get.
Yes.
I know.
I
know.
I get disconnected. I do.
Yeah.
It's not boring. Momo B makes the show. You know, once Miss Princess starts talking, Momo B always say, "Wait a minute, hold on." Don't say that. Don't. No. 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 No.
Well, you
I
okay?
Didn't,
all
I didn't
right.
Hang up.
You got.
Okay.
No.
You hung up.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let me ask you something, Momo B. Did you get disconnected too?
Yes, I did. I did get disconnected. I wasn't we had a guest on, so I was gonna ride it out. No matter how aggravated I was.
Oh man, that was some funny mess there, boy. I was like, boy, I said, there they go, they leaving. I said, boy, there go one,
no,
there go two.
What happened after was just Sophia and Princess on by the.
Oh well,
Ron
Smooth was there
Smooth.
Too. And actually, it was a pretty damn good. Seriously, it was a good conversation. She, you know, I really like her. She should do a talk show.
I like her
she,
too.
The way she broke it down. You know, Dr. Prince was there running her mouth as always. But you know, listen, it was a good conversation. So if you did miss that part of it, it was really good. It really was. I actually listened to it because usually I just, you know, just go somewhere and sit down. But I really listened to it.
Is this girl a singer or who is she?
She's a author singer. She's an, she has a TV show. Man, she's good. And she's funny,
she,
too.
Yeah, and she can really sing.
Ooh, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Which is rare today.
Can,
that's good to hear. Hey, speaking of singers.
She can write, too. She can write, too, because I already read the book, and I'm on my second time around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is it good?
I love
book of,
This is how I read a book. The first time I read a book, I'm like, oh, I gotta get the next one. I can't put it down. I gotta get the next. And then the second time I read it, I'm like, okay, I know what's gonna happen, but I kind of enjoy the book the second time.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's just how I read. That is good.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
Oh.
And then I've seen everybody I know in it. So.
Hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, she said we would.
Mm-hmm. She did.
I'm sure you guys know who this is, but did you hear that the singer Puff Johnson passed away last week?
Who's that?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Really?
Who?
Are you being funny or are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
No, she died June 24th, and she had a long battle with cervical cancer.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
Yeah.
She,
so she was born in 72,
please?
So that makes her 28 or 29, I think. So really young.
What is her name again, Ernest?
Puff Johnson.
I'm sorry, she was 40. Her name is Puff Johnson.
It was,
that's the
she
name
wasn't...
she went by, and she's from Detroit.
Yeah.
Her
first song
was a song called "Over and Over," and it was on the first Wives Club soundtrack way back in the mid '90s, when that movie was out.
Now, she has a song, and I'm going to, you know, there's one that she has that I love, and I'm going to definitely try to find that and maybe try to play that towards it. I'll try to find that during the show. Well, I mean, God, oh, my God, she was beautiful, too.
I thought for sure you would have picked up on that, but I wasn't sure because I don't listen to Wednesday, and sometimes you mention those things, so, but yeah.
Wow, Paul Johnson, gosh. Mm-hmm. I knew she wasn't in her 20s because she came out in the 90s. I mean, so she has some great
music.
That's
what I'm saying, she was 40 years old. She would have been 41. Her birthday was December, so she would have been 41 that year, or the end of this year, sorry.
Wow, that's
terribly
good news. That is not good news. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. All right, listen, let's talk about 10 things that you should not do during a divorce proceeding. All right, you know how we do it. We want you to guess first. And we'll see if you can guess any that's on the list. So, since we have some experienced characters here, let me go to you first, Miss Terry. So, give me something.
Listen to this one. She's winding up.
I know, yeah. 10 things, yeah. When you was going through your thing with Otis, 10 things that you didn't do during your proceedings with Otis.
Don't sneak around with him with his new woman.
What? You know what the hell does that mean?
She had some evil up her sleeve.
Don't sneak around with your ex while you're trying to get divorced with him, but with his new woman. See, Otis had a new woman while I was trying to get a divorce, but then I was trying to like sneaking around with him, getting in a little bit before I let it go.
You saying you were sleeping with him during this whole process?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? That's ridiculous.
You are so, you know, I've lost a little bit of respect for you.
I don't think I like hearing
that coming out of you.
I really don't care. I don't really care.
Wow.
I know you don't care, but that's okay.
This is
me. I don't need approval and neither do you.
Not,
I'm just saying, really?
Wait a minute. He was not a good husband, so I divorced him.
But it didn't all sound
good enough to screw during the divorce proceedings.
But that was great. But you can't stay on in a marriage just because of sex is great. You gotta have a marriage. You see? And the funny thing is, my top four, it says get pregnant. And that means by the divorcee, the person you're trying to get divorced from, you're going to get pregnant from them. That's a no-no. So there she goes. She just solidified my answer right there. Because I was kind of like, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Well, that's number one, actually, on the list. Ding, 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 ding. That's number one. Don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't sleep with them.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun sneaking. The best part is to sneak. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it's a riot sometimes, Jay. I mean, you act like you ain't never did nothing. I mean, really?
Hold on, homie. My question to you is that why you were sneaking around? Isn't that the reason why you divorced his ass in the first place? Because he was sneaking around?
Look, you act like you mad. Don't get mad at nothing.
I can't believe you.
Oh, hell, just put Jay on blast. I love it.
I can't believe you. I can't believe that.
I was in my 29, 30. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
this is the best time of my life. I was letting you go, but I was still getting a little bit. That's okay, whatever. Maybe it's just a woman thing. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, look. Okay, in November 2004, in Spokane County, a Washington judge refused to allow Shawana Hughes, a pregnant woman, to divorce her abusive husband because she was sneaking around.
Wow, she was sneaking around.
With
she
him?
Wasn't sneaking like me.
She wasn't sneaking around with somebody
else. She was just moving around. She wasn't sneaking.
She became pregnant by somebody else during the proceedings.
Oh, well. How big was she?
That sounds like it should be
definitely ground for divorce. Why wouldn't he let her get divorced?
That's what I'm saying. Why would you not let somebody have a divorce if they're already pregnant with somebody else's child?
Yeah, that's more power on his side.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Well, because he said he was concerned that there would be no father to take care of the kid. So that's why.
Obviously, she filed for divorce. He didn't. He didn't want to let it go. She filed.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Wow.
Yeah.
But don't get pregnant. That's number one, Momo B. Thank you. Good guess. That crap you said, Miss Terry, is not even on the list. Thank you very much. That's crazy ass, man.
You know why it's not on the list? Because ain't nobody honest enough to say they did it. That's why it's not on the list.
Well,
I'm honest
okay.
enough to say
have a point
I did
there.
It.
She might have a point.
And it was great. Thank you very much.
You can't hate on her. She owns it. She's not lying about it or sneaking around. She owns it. You got to give her
that's
respect
right.
for that much at
and,
least.
And Otis
yeah,
loved
she's
it.
I ain't giving
and
nothing.
Otis loved it.
I bet
and
he
Terry,
did.
I thought of you the other day because we watch it during dinner, and there was a couple on there, and the defendant's name was Otis, and I'm like, dang, and I really watched because I thought this would be even funnier if the woman's name was Terry, and I never caught her name. I don't know what it was, but the brother looked a little beat up, and his name was Otis, and I'm like, I wonder if this is the same Otis from way back in the day.
And then it could have been Otis or Cletus. Take your pick.
Cletus, I'm on fire. Cletus.
Ass. Jesus Christ. All right, so that's not on the list.
You have no fun and you're 29, 30. So what?
Well, if you squat and sleep with the guy you're getting divorced with, that defeats the damn purpose. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that before in my life.
Sleeping with the guy doesn't mean that you're still married. It just means you're still getting a little punani on the side. That's all.
Hello. And said, plus, I wanted to stick it to her. Hello? You didn't get the whole story?
What did she do to you?
Nothing, but I still want to stick it to her.
She's not your enemy. He is.
Okay, there you go. You're evil. You're just evil for no reason.
Is she?
Evil.
I told you. Why women hate each other. Get mad at the man.
It's evil. Thank you, Miss Terry. That answer is not on the damn list. Thank you very much for moving on. All right, give me one, Ernest. Jesus Christ.
Things not to do during a divorce, and this is from experience of being through two divorces with my mother and then one more recent with my father. Do not involve children in adult matters. Don't put the other spouse down in front of the child. Don't tell the child what his parent or her parent has done, because when you demean the child, you invalidate the child, because that child can't help where they came from. So when you're downing half of them, you're downing them. So do not involve children in adult matters. And my parents' divorce was so messy, Jay. I mean, there were things being thrown around the house, and we were camping outside watching my dad go to some other woman's house. We were parked across the street under a tree and behind a bush and all this. I mean, my mother was snoopy about things. And it was, looking back, it was terrible. Do not involve the children. You have to keep a middle ground with your child. It is not their fault that you can't live with your spouse anymore. So don't involve the children in adult matters.
Wow. It was great, Ernest. Because
they will always find a way to blame themselves for it, and it's certainly not the child's fault that you're divorced.
Well,
you know?
That's actually on the list. It's number five. It's on the list.
Oh, really?
Good job.
Cool beans.
Good guess. So everybody gave some great ass answers, except for that crazy ass Miss Terry. Talking about saying,
"What
did
that
stick around with your mate?"
You wish you was Otis at that point.
You wish I was Otis. Don't be trying to play it off. So you coming to the dark side slowly but surely? You bringing your ass across the dam? Don't even try. You coming? Yeah, you forgot all about that other stuff. You trying to get there? I know. Come on, baby. I give you the roadmap. I give your ass the damn roadmap. whatever. All right, 347-851-2272 is our calling number. 347-851-2272. Let's get out to the phone lines. Say Clint is in the house. What about Say Clint?
How y'all doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, dealing with this heat here in Vegas.
It's hot as hell,
I'm
going to
bet that it's hotter in Vegas than it is anywhere else that we've named off.
It's supposed to be 117 here today.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That is amazing.
That's crazy. That's nuts. That is crazy. Hopefully you're inside.
Oh, yeah.
Or running around naked
outside.
Well,
he ain't Skyping from the porch, I guarantee you that.
He's been running around naked outside. That's why your ass is the same skin color all the way over across your body, because you're outside naked. All right, thank you very much. All right, St. Clinton, let's go ahead, man. Listen, bro, give me one off this list, man. 10 things not to do during a divorce proceeding. Give me one.
Don't forget to change your will.
Ooh.
Don't forget to change the will.
No, it's what you should not do. It's what you should not do during the divorce proceeding.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Don't forget to change the will.
Change your will.
Because of the, because what he said, that's number two on the list, actually. And what he's saying is that another reason is a divorce does not automatically revokes the will. So if you do not change the will, you may be giving your money to your soon-to-be ex-wife, or ex-husband.
Could still be valid.
Yeah. And she can recover part of your estate.
Speaking from personal experience, did something happen here?
Know.
Or, I mean, he's alive.
I think he's speaking from, Google experience. That's what I think. But, you know, hey, that's
just he's looking up the list.
Yeah, I think he's speaking from Google experience. He went to the number two. That's just not, you know, but listen,
now,
hey, he's a smart guy.
That comes from working in a law office.
That comes from what?
Working in a law office where we don't have to work.
I thought he said something else. Okay. I was like, where you working at,
brother? Something
else, too.
Like, damn, I just found the list.
Oh, good. That's what Google's
know.
For.
We know Ernest would find it.
Oh, of course. That's
no,
what
I'm
Ernest
not
going to
say anything, but I have a feeling that I don't know. I think St. Clinton might be doing a little Googling over there. But I know where you're looking.
Yeah,
that's okay, though. That's good, though. Okay, all right, good.
Yeah,
all right, well, that's a great answer. That's a great answer. Okay, give me another one, Momo B. And I'm going to West St. Clinton because I'm going to ask you about this other. I want to ask you about the QOD.
Okay.
Give me another one. Give me another one, Momo B.
I'm speaking from personal experience right about now. Do not, when you're going through a divorce proceeding or any separation, do not go on vacation. I went on vacation. I came back. My TV was gone. My stereo system was gone.
Oh, my God.
The whole living room was empty except for the caffeine crystal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
community
property. I was partying up in New York. I came back to an empty living room. I was mad like a mother, too.
Oh my God, you've probably seen red.
Needless to say, that's not on the damn list.
I had wires hanging from my ceiling. The ceiling speaker was on.
You got robbed.
Damn,
you got robbed. Oh my God, wow. Funny.
The projector was gone.
Funny.
Gone. I just had a white screen on the wall. There was nothing flashing on it or nothing. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Oh
my God. Wow. 347-851-272 is our calling number. It's Saturday. Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. You can call and get in. Listen to QOD, the question of the day. If you could live forever at a certain age, what age would you be? And we're talking about 10 things not to do. 10 things not to do during a divorce proceeding. And so far we've actually knocked off three, which is not bad. We stop getting those ghetto-ass answers from Miss Terry. Maybe we can knock more off the damn list. Jesus Christ.
Oh, really?
Hey, but what was one on that last one?
What age he
was
would,
it on
no.
Would
it
be?
Oh.
No,
it wasn't.
No, it was not.
It should
Terry,
be.
I'm looking at the list.
It
your,
should
it,
be.
Oh, your stuff is not on there.
It's all, but it should be an honorable mention. That's right. Stay your ass in town. I agree.
Right. That's exactly what you need to do.
Take your house keys. One of the but you know, he probably got a second pair of man anyway while you were gone.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Well, that's true.
For some reason, the children always like to let his ass in. That's another thing that ain't gonna happen.
They want to see the daddy of their life.
All right, let me say hello to some folks. Let me say hello to Grace B. Hey, Grace B, girl, calling from checking in from Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Mariana Music is also checking in through tag. Hey, girl, how you doing? What's happening? Miss
hey,
you
Mariana.
In the chat room. And if all you people want to get in, she told me to say hi to you, but I refuse to do that. Oh, I guess I just did.
I want to
say what's up to Deacon.
Well,
she said Momo B is her favorite on-air personality, and she actually confirmed it, too.
Oh, well, screw her, then. I
so
will say
the
hi to her.
What's the problem with that?
Move on.
You need to get you. See, I'm going to have to buy Ernest a two-finger ring right to go along with you.
You stupid.
You
got
to buy yourself a VCR subscription.
What's up there? Gladys? Hey, Gladys. What's happening, girl?
I
haven't seen you in a minute. Proud of woman. What's going on with you? How you doing? Jenny B, what is up? And Christopher W., Mr. Christopher Devin. He's look, he has on his big ass suit. Now, look, I'm not going to do that because last time I did that, because Jennifer B mad as hell with me. I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do it. Never mind. I'm just going to say hi to you, Christopher. Hello. Thank you for listening to the show.
Was Gladys on there?
Huh?
Gladys? You were right.
Is Gladys?
Gladys
there?
Is there.
She not
oh, that's a Grammy winner.
Oh,
that's
is.
A Grammy
oh.
winner. Yeah. Gladys is there. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying every time I talk about someone's profile picture, I get in trouble. So I'm not going to say anything about, Christopher, with this big ass suit on posing in front of a little ass car. I'm not even going to bring that up. I'm just going to just say, hello, Christopher. How you doing? Jesus Christ. So anyway, all right, so the QOD, the question of the day. We're talking about at what age. Now, here's something that I'm reading from chat. This is a good spin on this question. I'm going to ask this question. We're going to take a break. Y'all think about it during the break. Here's the deal. If you could live forever, if you can only live, let's say that you can. Hold on, let me read this, make sure I'm getting this right. Hold on. Okay. So, okay, what they're asking is this. This is a different spin on the QOD, and I love it. Let's say you had a choice. You can either live at your preferred age for 20 years, 30 years at that preferred age, or you could take your chances on living your life now. So in other words, what she's saying is that you can live, let's say that you said 30, Ms. Terry, you can live at 30 years old for 30 years, or you had a choice, or you could just live your life. Because you're gone after 30
years. Just
live
it out naturally.
You're gone. You can live your life out naturally. Think about that. That's a good one. I like that. That's a good one. I like that one, girl. Hold on. Let me go back in. I like that. I like that one. Who gave us that? Sandra G. Oh, you right here from where I'm at. Okay, Sandra G, we're going to play with that. All right, so that's a new one. We're going to put a twist on the QOD. First up, I'll take a quick break. Think about that during the break. We're going to talk about that one. I like that. I should have thought about that. There's some smart people that listen to our show. Let me give you that number again. Who's the hater? 347-850. Hey, let me tell you something. I didn't like that little comment about your little two-finger hater ring. You funny. You are funny. All right, we're going to step out and take a break.
Listen, 347-850. I'll give you two fingers, and it won't have a ring on it either. Just going to say that.
Shut up, Ernie. We'll be back after this.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes. But
awesome. Awesome.
Wait a minute, do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan.
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, that's another topic. And then my sister's gonna be mad.
No, she didn't.
Rewind.
From the first day I saw you, boy, you know I knew you were made for me and I was made for you. So I approached you just to see if you were real, just to say to me, boy, that you had a pill, yeah. Spent the night and you were up and on your way, begged and pleaded so you would not go away. So then I followed you just to see where you stayed, yes. Parked my car and stayed there till the break of day. I've been driving down.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
.  is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third and final set of the J. Ryle Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the network and friends and family of the show as well. Starting tomorrow morning, all times are central. It's the serious side of the J. Ryle Show, and I'm telling you, tomorrow morning is going to be a great show. Me, Miss L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, my boy Steve from Indianapolis, and Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. We're going to talk about this Trayvon Martin case. This thing has gotten hot and juicy, and it's going to be a hell of a conversation. Plus, we have Reese in the morning is going to stop by and argue with us. So you need to tune in tomorrow morning right here on the TGRS Radio Network. It's the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. And, of course, Wednesdays, it's the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 7:30 p.m. Me, Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, Miss L.E.S., and Dr. Prince's all day. It's Who's Wednesday, plus it's the Listening Lounge on Wednesday. Come on in and hang out. Always Rich Sister, Miss Terry, they automatic. Everybody is in the house. You know, they are a part of this show just like the rest of us. So absolutely, they're going to be there with us as well. Stop on in. It's going to be fun. We had a great guest last week. We have someone lined up for this Wednesday as well. Just trying to talk to the peeps. Stop on in. Wednesday edition, 7:30 p.m. right here on the network. Friday night, it is Ladies First Radio. Dr. Princess Aldea and Montu LaDonis. Great conversation, by the ladies. It's girls just having chit-chat, talking about just whatever's on their mind. Come out, listen to the ladies before you go to the club. interesting conversation. It's 60 minutes of fun. It's Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. on the TGRS Radio Network. We're back here on Saturdays with the whole gang in the house, Miss Elias, Momo BZ and the Heezy, Miss Terry, of course, my boy Big E in the house. We're putting it down every Saturday on the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. All right, Ernest, man, tell everybody what's coming up on the ERN Radio Network.
You can find out everything you need to know by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We're on five nights a week, and we still put up a podcast in between that. Now, Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Political Gravity with your host, Jane Hoffman. Holding a master's degree in political science, Jane covers the worlds of religion and politics and how they can work together and how they clash. Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Music Monday. We celebrate independent music one CD, one artist at a time. So come get your groove on every Monday at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, Jane Hoffman is back with our new show, Beaten Path. A lot of people have changed history throughout the world simply because they believed in something. How can you learn from that and do the same thing today? If you're a gamer, a nerd, a geek, love technology, love gadgets, love films, love anything else in that world, The Geek Show is what you want to listen to. Chris DiIorio and his co-host Davey run down the best, the latest, and the greatest in gadgets, technology, films, and a whole lot more. You can listen to it free, on demand, at any time at ErnestRadioNetwork.com every Wednesday. Thursdays, it's the Ernest Experience Radio Show, hosted by yours truly at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. It's commentary, it's opinion, it's anything I have on my mind, and usually it's something. There's NPR News at the top of both hours, the weather.com three-day forecast, music, and a whole lot more. You don't want to miss it. It's 2 good hours of radio. On Saturday, I am joined by the best people in radio, J. Ryle, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., for Saturday edition. That's a simulcast between the TJRS Radio Network and Ernest Radio Network. It is the funniest show you will hear on radio all week long, I guarantee it. So before you go out to the clubs, come and get your laugh on with us. You will not be disappointed. Now, you can find out about all of this and a whole lot more by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you there. Back to you.
And, of course, Monday through Friday on the J. King Network, it's Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12. J. King, a.k.a. Lightskin, Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Robert Redwine, and the custom preacher, Lenny Lynn. Come on, get your laugh on. Those brothers are funny. Check them out every Monday through Friday on the J. King Network. And, of course, we're there on Wednesday nights as well. And you can always check out our boy, G.O.G. Just look him up. Just if you're on BTR Radio, go to the top right-hand corner, type in G-O-G, and the place to be. Well, don't type that part in, but just type in G-O-G, and it'll give you show listings and times and schedules and things of that nature. So check him out. He's one of the best in the world. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me reset the table for you. But before we do that, let me do this, because St. Clinton has a show. St. Clinton, man, tell everybody about what you do, because I know you have something going on with Spricker, brother. Go ahead and talk to him.
I do a show called For the Love of Poetry and Spoken Word, featuring some of the finest poets and spoken word artists in the world today, ranging from Gil Scott-Heron to the educated poet, Verbal Skills, Manny the Poet, and so many others. Come on by.
St. Clinton, you want to tell them what time you're on, or are you just they gonna take a guess?
I rarely do a show. I rarely do a live show, but a new show is usually put up about every other week.
Also, in other words, I should have never asked you then, basically.
Nah, you could have asked me.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Do you have a URL to your Spreaker page,
St. Clinton? Yeah, what the hell was that, St. Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
As you take a squeak from your drink, frankly, hey, I have a show, and come check me out. Okay, where do we check you out? Do we come to your house? What do we do?
It's over on Spreaker. And just look up Poetry and Spoken Word, and you'll find the show.
Thank you. That's Spreaker. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, well, yeah, if you're not going to promote it, to hell with it, then thank you very much, St. Clinton, for that crazy ass promotion. Jesus Christ, what the hell was that? What was that? Hey, come check out the news. Check out the news.
I occasionally do a show when
what channel do we check the news out on? Just turn the TV on and look for news. Well, thank you. That was
yeah. Type news into Google and you'll find.
Yeah, what was that? Oh my
six
God!
Six of one, right, half dozen of the other. It don't matter nothing, you know. Ain't nothing but a cheese
like,
thing, baby.
Yeah, like you don't want nobody to find the show. What kind of damn
yeah.
plug was that? All right, 347-851-2772. Let's reset the table for you one last time. Security, the question of the day. We're asking you if you could live forever at a certain age, what age would that be? But one of our listeners has asked us to change the question around, and it's a good question. So if you can live at a certain age for 30 years, or you can choose to live your life naturally, and if you live to 80, you live to 80. If you die, whatever. You have a choice. That's a damn good question. I love the spin, so let me take it around. First of all, say, Clinton, let me ask you the original QOD. If you could live at a certain age forever, what would it be?
It'd be 40.
40? And
yeah.
Why?
He'd be hanging out with Princess Odelia.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah. When
yeah,
I was 40, I was in a great relationship. I'd been elected chairman of the board of a company. Things were going great. My body hadn't started to fall apart yet. 40 was just that perfect time for me.
What happened to the company?
Yeah, what happened
I
to the woman?
The woman died. She died in my
arms. Okay. Well, I feel like an ass.
See, yep. Yeah. Well, you should.
Company,
what happened to the company?
After I resigned from the company, it went into bankruptcy.
Wow.
They
and
voted you out,
like,
didn't they? Because you couldn't make a commitment to anything. That's why they voted your ass out.
No,
that's what
no,
it was.
No, I resigned. I got tired of it.
Were you like an affirmative action baby?
No. Now, while the other company went from making $19 million a year to $28 million a year.
Wow.
Well, touch you in the morning and just walk away.
I know, wow. And coming to newsstands real soon, my name is Nate Clinton. Buy my book. It'll be on newsstands coming soon. Thank you. All right. Thank you,
y'all,
sir.
Actually, I'm working on my book right now.
Really? What's the name of your book?
You're going to end up on Super Soul Sunday with Oprah. He keeps telling that story.
Yeah. So, okay. Stupid.
Wow.
All right. So, what's the name of the book? Do you have a title yet?
This one doesn't have a title yet.
Are you writing it for your own personal pleasure? You don't want us to read it?
No. It's a collection of short stories and poetry that I've done over the years.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, well, let us know.
I'm finishing
so,
up my book, too, St. Clinton. We should compare notes.
What's the name of your book, Ernest?
It is called Greatest Hits.
Oh. There was a joke in there somewhere, but I'm just going to let that lie because I'm going to be more mature than that tonight. So I'm going to let that one ride. All right, so, okay,
why start now? We're almost done. Why start now? Talk about a late bloomer. God damn.
Yeah. Let me say hello to some of my new Facebook friends. Let me say hello to some of my new
Facebook friends. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I want to say hello to a couple of my new Facebook friends. Cynthia is a new Facebook friend. Hey, girl, how you doing? She wanted to come and touch J-Rob. Come on, baby. Come touch me. Also, I want to... Oh, I just lost it there. Oh, damn. Okay, I'll get the rest of y'all later. I can't find the page anymore. Anyway. All right, so let's kick this other question around here because I like this question. All right, here it is. So you can live at a certain age for 30 years. That's it. Or you can take your chances on living your life, the life that you currently have. Momo B, if you had to take a choice, 30 years at your favorite age or just make a wish and whatever happens, happens. What would be your age? Which one would you choose, actually?
Well, my age was 28, so you're saying that
yeah.
I can only live until 58 years
no,
old?
No,
and I would
no. What they're saying is you can live 28 for 30 years. Because that's your favorite age.
Yeah, I just
you can
said
live
28 for 30 years, so technically,
yeah, you would live
I would
for,
really be
yeah.
58. And no, that's too
early.
Early. That's too early.
You won't
early.
Be 58.
Would be,
you'll
be
28 for 30
but
years.
I would be. Yes, so I'm thinking in my mind, 28
You'll be around 58 for 58 years total, but that's
I get it. Yeah, I want to keep on going.
Okay.
I got a couple more years.
No.
Like that.
You would be, okay, let me make sure. I think the way I'm understanding this is that you can live to be 28. You can stay 28 for 30 years.
Right, yeah, I got it.
And that's it. And then you die.
That's it.
You're not going to be 58. You're going to be 28.
You're
going to
die at 20.
For the whole 30 years, Momo, and then it's over. Or
I get
you can just live out your life naturally, maybe 68,
78, 80. I got it.
I get it.
I don't
get it. Okay.
Yes, I got it.
So you're taking 28. You're taking 28 knowing that there's a phenomenon.
No. I'm taking that I'm going to keep on trucking by 28.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so you're going to keep on trucking.
Right.
What is this, 1973? Keep on trucking.
I can't. I can't just cap it. I can't put a cap on it, especially that young. Now, if I would have said 40 or 45, well, I'm not even 45 yet, but if I would have said some age up there, and then I could live that age for 30 years, that would put me into, like, my 70-something, then I probably would cap it, because I don't want to grow that old anyway. I sure don't.
Okay,
I think
so
you're
going
to live to be 100 just to irritate the hell out of everybody. That's what you're going to do.
Think about
I don't
want to
live that old.
Think about this for a second, though. You can be 28. See, this is the thing that sometimes bothers me. It's like, man, I wish I was 28 now in this. You could be 28 over a span of 30 years, which means you could be 28 in
the 90s. Is that when you had
the clap?
Is that when you had the clap at 28?
No, Ernest.
No,
that's not what I had.
Much younger
that's
than
not
that.
What I had. Yeah, I was younger, Ernest.
Listen to Miss Perry laugh.
That's because she hated. That's because she evil. That's all. So let me ask you, Miss Terry. So you have a chance to live your perfect age for 30 years, which means you would be 30 for 30 years, or you can live the life you're living now. Which one would you take or choose?
I would probably choose the one I'm living now because I had bad spots in it, but, I mean, don't nobody know my age now, but I had my daughter at 39.
I can guess.
I would have never had that experience because she's an amazing child. So I would have needed to be 39 to have, like 40 to have her. I needed to have that maturity. So... No, I just live it out. Keep on trucking.
Didn't your baby just start second grade? Am I right? Did she just start second grade or just finish second
grade?
She
would be going into fourth grade.
Well, I'm glad
so that
you
makes her
9 plus 39.
You're up in your 40s. See, I just got it. Now you got to add it up.
I will soon be 50, yes.
Ernest is this
damn.
Guy that will put your business in the street in a minute. Ernest, how did you know? How did you know she wanted everybody to know her kid's age, Ernest? What are you doing?
It doesn't matter. It don't matter.
I didn't say that. I didn't say the age. I said, well, listen, if you just start fourth grade, you're roughly, you know, what, 9 years old?
But she never said that.
5 when you enter kindergarten, so you just add 5 to the year. So it's,
but
she's
she
about
never
9 years
said
old.
What
so 9
grade her kid was
nine,
in.
Miss Terry, about 48.
She never said what grade her kid was in.
You're exactly
you
right.
You read that. You read that somewhere, and you put it on the air. Oh my God!
No, I didn't. I just asked her.
Well, how did you know her kid was going to the second grade?
Her age, because she said.
How did you know?
No, she said nobody knows my age, and I'm like, well, let me. She said she had her child at 39. I'm like, well, let me ask her what grade her child is in, because I don't know what grade her child.
She
is
never
in.
Told
but
you.
When she tells me, then I can roughly figure out what Miss Terry's age is.
Yeah,
I got to tell her age without telling her age.
You didn't say what grade is your child in. You said isn't your child going into the second grade?
Right. I just guessed because I figured that I know Miss Terry's not 60 years old, so I figured the child had.
You
younger, so I said, okay, let me just say second or third grade, and we'll see where she goes from there. And she corrected me. She said the fourth grade. I'm like, boom,
fishing.
Got it.
There you go.
Oh, he was fishing.
That should be a sneak. I don't know anything about Miss Terry or what her. She said nobody knew her age. I'm like, I'm about to find out. I'm about to find out her age.
But, I mean, it's no big thing because I'm not a person that I don't care if nobody knows. I stayed 25 till I was 45, so... It don't.
Yeah,
I never changed my age.
I was always 25.
Yeah, leave your mind.
It don't matter. You gotta get old. You gotta get old.
I wouldn't have guessed Miss Terry that age. I think Miss Terry looks great. I wouldn't have guessed her that age. At all. Not even close. Not, I would have guessed her in her 30s, not her 40s.
Yeah, that's the reason why I stay with the younger crowd, so I can be younger.
Yeah, well, there's many reasons why you
How
stay with the younger
like
crowd with your old heathen ass. You just corrupt from head to toe. You just ruined
you
me. You just rotten from head to toe.
Honestly, Jay, you're a little too old for me.
I am. That's right. You know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. Look, I'm not a sophomore in college with your damn dirty Chester Melissa ass. Thank you very much.
Ow, God. I'll die with a smile on my face.
Miss Terry.
No draw zone. Smile on your face and no draw zone.
Yeah, Miss Terry. Don't let anybody tell you different. My aunt is 66 years old, and she is dating someone who's about 40. She's always dated younger men,
and she's
broke,
too.
She doesn't look like
she's broke.
60 either.
She's broke because
dude's
taking all her damn money.
No, she's not paying everybody's bills. She's not stupid. She's 66 years old. She's learned a few things.
Never.
She married a brother up in jail one time. That was a harsh lesson, but, you know,
whatever. Oh, wow, yeah, that was real smart.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, thank you very much, Miss Terry, for that crazy-ass answer again. Thank you. All right, let me ask you, St. Clinton. St. Clinton, if you could, okay, you said 40. So, the question is, live at 40 for 30 years or take a chance and live the life you're living now?
I'd take a chance to live the life I'm living now.
Why? Because you don't want to die in 30 years, that's what you're trying to say.
Yep. I may make another 90 years, I may make another 5 years.
Well, okay, but think about this for a second. Here's a twist of that. Okay. Think about this. You can be 40 for 30 years versus being, 80, 90 years old. Because once you get in your, 70s, 80s, you just eating oatmeal and looking at damn soap operas all day. You ain't really active.
I wish I could say this.
Watching reruns of Walker, Texas Ranger.
I beg to differ. Shit.
Well, how you know?
My father just turned 80, and he has a couple of girlfriends. My grandfather lived to 92. He had like four girlfriends.
Yeah, but he ain't putting it down like he did when he was 40, though. I mean, come on now.
My mom is about to turn 80, and she's off with her boyfriend somewhere.
Yeah, but okay, but come on now, stop it, St. Clair. Okay, you don't have the same body you had in 80 and 90. Stop it. You don't.
St. Clair didn't have the same body he had the first time I met him, probably. So, I mean, that goes for anybody.
Well, but my point is, you can stay fabulous 40 for 30 years versus being, you would die at 40 versus dying at 70, all decrepit, or, going on carnival cruises.
That's how you gonna look. That's how you gonna look.
Going on carnival cruises and playing shuffleboard all day. Getting a discount at Denny's. Just all the above.
Well,
dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon.
AARP. Signed up for AARP and everything, huh?
Yeah. Come on.
My roommate's 51. He got his AARP card earlier this year.
And I can't wait to get mine. The discount. Hello.
Yeah, whatever. All right,
he loves it. He's
51 Clinton.
Years old, and he loves it.
Okay.
Here's where I'm at now. That means I die at 93. I'm 53.
And your point is what?
I may just naturally live to 93.
Okay, but at 93, you can't do nothing. Look at Nelson Mandela.
You sure ain't going to be running a radio show at 93.
That's Mandela.
But you okay? Will you have some type of secret? What are you doing? Taking Dr. Princess O'Dea's medicine so you can live until you're 155? What are you talking about? You're 93.
That's his answer. Why are you arguing?
But he's
93. Why you do that?
Because I like to.
Listen, my great grandmother lived to be 106. She still got around to the day she died almost.
Well, but I'm pretty sure if you'd asked her, she'd rather have been 46.
Hold on,
homie. Don't be bringing over here, Miss Terry. You're a hater.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're a hater. I'm not going to be decrepit at 90.
Just because your stuff is going to fall off my
You're decrepit.
Why you got to bring it to my stuff? You always think it down. Why you got to take it there? Why you got to take it there? Why just can't be my legs hurting? Why I got to be my stuff?
All you're going to be doing is sitting on your butt doing nothing. Yeah, at 90, you're going to be sitting there decrepit. If
what
you're
wrong,
you're going to
say, Say, Clinton, your bones stop working at a certain age. You can't run around and do what you think you can. Stop it, St. Clinton. Stop it. Stop it.
Why your balls? Just keep repeating stuff. No, there are new things out there.
Okay. Look, I want to see your decrepit ass at 90. I want to see how many damn bowling tournaments you entered at 90 years old, your old ass. You're going to be sitting in the chair, eating damn applesauce, watching reruns of Sanford and Son. That's
or
it.
Or it could be after you're doing the Boston Marathon.
You ain't going to be doing no damn Boston Marathon no damn 90 years old. You'll lost your damn mind. No way, Jose.
Hey, you're going to be sitting down in the basement wishing you still had a radio show. You're going to be talking to
hey, you know what you're
going to
be doing? You're
going to
be sitting
like
on
the air.
With a damn, you're going to be sitting with a damn bib and a turtleneck on. Shut your ass up. Too ain't nobody talking to you.
Let me tell you something. I got a friend named Becca. She's about 24 years old. She works in a nursing home. She said, Ernest, you would not believe how many times I have caught these old people naked. And she said, I walked in on a threesome a couple of weeks ago. She said, I walked in on two people 69 in each other. I don't care to get old because people still get busy.
Stop it. I haven't eaten dinner yet.
Oh, my
Jesus
God. It's
Christ.
So fun. And I'm meeting up with her next weekend. We're all having a cookout on the 5th. And
really?
I can't. I always ask her, like, what have you caught lately? And she's always got a story about something else that happened.
You're fascinated by that? Why would you want to hear yucky-ass stories like that?
No, it's funny stories because nobody thinks
that's
of 80-year-olds in a 69, but
I'm doing it, so. Looking at an 80-year-old ding-dong sandwich. Ooh, yuck! Yuck!
Well, listen, an 80-year-old fish taco ain't nothing better to look at. That thing's probably
I agree.
But, you know, I mean, good Lord. Trying her boobies behind her back to keep them out of the way.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Jesus Christ. This show has taken a turn for the worse.
I hate to see when you get old.
Well, you know, I hate to see when you get old, too. Let me try to bring it here. You always act like, you know, you're going to be young and pretty when you're old. When your ass is 90, you're going to be all wrinkled up looking like a damn prune.
And you're going to be roughly the same age, and Miss Terry's doing a lot better than you are.
What's your favorite theory?
I'm not going to say anything, Jay. Just go ahead and think the way you want to think. If, you know.
I love her. See, I have respect again for her now. She's giving it back. I love it.
Terry, please. You can't wheel your ass. You can't take your ass to no swingers club at no 90 years old. They're going to roll your ass back outside. Nobody wants your ass at 90.
You're
damn
lying. You can do anything you want to do in California at 90-something years old. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't get it twisted.
That's true.
Yeah, I haven't read about it. None of that stuff. I'll Google 90 and see what the hell's going on. I like to see what you're doing at 90 with old topper, with old ass tattoos over your booty looking crazy as hell. Nobody wants you at 90. You're not going to be fabulous.
Everybody on Ernest Radio Network. We are getting ready to go off the air in 60 seconds, but we're going to continue on with TJRS, so check the podcast later for the rest of the funniness this evening. So good night to everybody on ERN. The show is about to end.
Yeah, beat it. Get out of here.
Sorry about that.
All right, so anyway.
I'm staying, but everybody else won't be able to listen.
Well, take his ass with you, too.
Catch the archive
network. Yeah, whatever. All right, yeah, think about being 90 years old while you guys are gone and tell us how you feel about it when we see you again. Jesus. Here you go, Gladys. Gladys, so much she's going to be fabulous in her 90s. Gladys, you're a damn lie. You're not going to be fabulous in your 90s. That's just
she is.
She's not.
She's
going to
be fabulous.
She's in her head. She ain't going to be fabulous
she's
for real, real.
Thank you.
For play.
She's going to be fabulous. You be whoever you want to be when you're in your 90s. Who cares?
Please. That's like if your ass gonna have dementia, you'll be crazy as hell. You ain't gonna know what the hell's going on.
You're gonna be just like Ernest said, sitting somebody talking about, and you remember back in the day, man, I had a show.
I sure will. Follow the decrepit ass. That's right, decrepit. That's why my answer would be, I used to have a show on BTR,
and I used to have a leather jacket that I wore the hell out of.
Yeah. Same color as that damn turtleneck.
I love
me
that
too.
Jacket.
Yeah, whatever.
Baby, turn on T.D. Jakes. I think T.D. Jakes reruns on. Turn the radio. Turn
it's
the going
to be hard for
baby.
You. It's going to be hard
it's
for you to get some booty
here,
and
baby.
Damn
nighting.
Yeah, whatever.
What time
okay,
is
you're
it,
not going to be able to get no booty in the 90s because whoever you're dealing with is going to be sitting on their ass, which is going to stop you from getting access to that. And then you got to get on your damn knees. Your knees are going to be broke.
I'm sure I make gay jokes. You're so stupid. You jackass.
Go to hell. Get on my damn nerves.
Already there, big man.
You know what? Y'all don't.
I'm going to tap my ass tonight.
I'm going to tap your ass later. You keep this mess up.
You ain't going to tap nothing. You better watch your damn mouth, you sorry sap sucker. Oh, okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And we'll be back in a minute just up because this is nuts. So that's the question. Think about that. All right. You can live your favorite age for 30 years, but when the clock strikes 12, when that 30th year, your ass is gone. So you better make sure you're sitting down or wherever you want to be, because if you skydiving, you gone. If you giving a lecture, your ass is going to drop dead at 12 midnight. Or
I'm going to be having
take
sex.
A chance.
I'm going to go out screwing somebody.
Thank you, Ernest. You can take
I'm
a chance.
Saying, that's the way to go.
That's not the way to go. That's not the way to go.
I concur.
You got to go. Go with a smile.
Oh, whatever. All right. We're taking
hello.
A break. We'll be right
hello.
Back after this. Y'all crazy. We'll be right back.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're focusing on Fort Worth, Texas. An extensive search continued Wednesday morning for a 5-year-old boy who has been missing since Tuesday evening, police said. Saadi Osman was last seen shortly after 6:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Weber Garden Apartments in the 4800 block of Virgil Street. Police officers in the air and on the ground were searching for the boy, police said. The boy had been playing outside at the apartment complex where he lives with his family when his mother called for him to come home. Saadi took off into another direction, the police said. Officers went door to door in the apartment complex in which Saadi lives Tuesday evening, in addition to a nearby neighborhood. A police helicopter also was used Tuesday evening. Police have told television news stations that the case did not qualify for an Amber Alert. Police have told television stations that the case did not qualify as an Amber Alert because authorities do not believe foul play was involved. Saadi is just over 3 feet tall, weighs 35 pounds, and has black hair and brown eyes. He was wearing a white t-shirt, khaki shorts, and riding a white bicycle with training wheels. Anyone with information should call the Fort Worth Police Department at 817-335-4222. Once again, that number is 817-335-4222. Pray for the safe return of this young man, and we pray for his family. If you know of a person that you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is contact us. You can send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. Just go to our Facebook show page, the TGRS Radio Network. You can leave the information there. Or you can send me a private message on Facebook at jrile. We pray for the safe return of all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Rowell, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me?, where we focus on missing people of color. And until next time, take care. Yes.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station
for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready. You are my love.
Folks looking over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy that's named Cheese. Whoa, women, baby, I make it milk till it drips down your knees. Spit the issue for real low. Brain reload. Kiddo say he looks up to me. This just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God's heroes. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't nothing to be. Talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Are you said to move illegal substance on the street?
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, as we were getting to wind down, hanging out with the very best of the business, Momo BZ in that heezy. Hey, girl!
Whoop, whoop! Ready to party!
Miss Terry, old 90-year-old ass. What's going on, old girl?
Hey! Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 90 years old and loving every minute of it. Hey! What's going on? Yeah, whatever. Go outside and hug a tree. What's going on, Ennis?
Oh, my God. How is everybody doing? I'm good.
Of course,
we're
the man who has a show that he doesn't want anyone to know about. St. Clinton's hanging out with us tonight, too. What's going on, St. Clinton?
Nothing much.
Right. Yeah, come check me out. Come check my show out. If you can find my black ass. Yeah, if you can find me, come check me out. If you find me, that means you want to hear me. Jesus Christ. All right, the question of the day. We're talking about if you can live forever at a certain age. What age would that be? I mean, if you could just stop and live. And one of our listeners, I love the twist that they put on it. Okay, if you could live at an age for 30 years, your favorite age, or take your chances living the life that you're living now, which one would you do? And everybody in the reverse from that magical age now. Oh, wait a minute. I think I want to take my chances. Why you don't want to live your favorite age? Why you don't want to do your thing for 30 years at your favorite age? Huh? Why you change your mind? You scared? Answer quick. Wait a minute. And if you got to put an end to it, then maybe I need to reconsider my answer. You know, come on. Why not? Live that age. Now, let me see. My favorite age, Momo B said 28. 28, I remember when I turned 28, I was like, man, I'm 2 years from 30. And 28 was a good year because at 28, you are old enough for people to respect you if you gave answers, right? But you're young enough to still be able to do your thing. And so I'm thinking that that's probably the age that I want to now. Do I want to live at 28 for the rest of my life, for 30 years? Hey, I'm going to roll with y'all. Hell no. Hell no. Because 28 is fun, but you think about everything that you've accomplished. I think even though I had a whole bunch of fun at that age, I think that the way my life is now, and whatever's going to happen down the road, I think I'm looking forward to that. I think being a grandparent is going to be fun. So I don't know. I think that I would sacrifice my personal stuff just to, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense, Ernest?
It does make sense a little bit, but you have to remember that if you do decide to live for 30 years at your favorite age, you know, life goes on. You just don't age. I mean, you
like
know,
that,
you're still
like
going to go through
for the
experiences
green mile, huh?
And... Well, I mean, you're not going to stay in... the world is not going to stay the same for you at 28. Things are going to... Technology is going to progress. Relationships are going to progress.
That's cool.
You know, people
That's
are
cool.
going to change, and time goes on. You just happen to be... 28 or 32 or 40 or whatever you are
like,
during that
okay.
time. So that's not
the like the dude from the Green Mile.
Have...
Like the dude from the Green Mile, basically.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and you
well,
gotta, but you got a timer on your butt. Your time's up is up. That's
yeah, but you know, here's the thing. Mama B's right, and I was thinking about this earlier. If you, it's like the question we've asked. If you only had 1 year to live, what would you do? If you knew you had just 30 years, which seems like a long time, but it's, I mean, you know, when you reach 30, you think, how the hell did I get here so quick? You know, 30 years goes by quickly. What would you do in those 30 years at 28 when you're young and strong and healthy and, you know, everything? What would you do to maximize your 30 years on Earth? You know,
you know
knowing
what, that
you
can
only
do
have
either.
A certain amount of time, what would you do?
But you know what, though? But the
I
other
think
part
your life
is,
would be more
this.
Intense.
Yeah, you're right, because think about this. You can fall in love with somebody. She's going to keep going. You're going to stay at 28. I mean, it has it's almost like you're being cursed to a certain degree, because unless you're just a player, you just want to be a partier. But, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. But, listen, Ernest mentioned earlier in the show Puff Johnson. A lot of people didn't know who she was. I tell you what, this is bad news for me, because she really – the song she made – Forevermore was a song that really kind of came at a certain time in my life. I want to play a little bit of this, because people may not know who she is. I want to play a little bit of this song, and maybe this will jar some memories here. It is Puff Johnson, Forevermore. And rest in peace. You don't realize how much that song meant to me during that time. We'll be right back after this.
I was at the breakfast table this morning, and I read in the newspaper that more and more adults are living at home with their parents. That surprised me. I was like, Mom, did you read this? Live. So surprised I caught Fruit Loops all over my bib. Came out all haphazardly. I'm joking. My mom read that for me. Sound it out. Sound it out. Maury and Maury. Adults. I don't like reading the newspaper. First of all, it's hard. Also, they never wrap up a story on the front page. And I'm never curious enough to go inside to find out how anything ever ends. And after a 9-year trial, the jury finally came in with the verdict of continued on page 22, column C. I guess I'll never know. You ever see these people? I want to learn. I want to be a learner of things. You want me to know what's going on? You put a picture of it on the front page. Reading's hard. You ever try that? I read good. Goodly. But I hate when you're trying to read something and you come across the expression, one thing led to another. What in the hell kind of lazy writing is that? Isn't that your job as the writer to tell me how this led to that? You can just throw that in there? Adolf Hitler was rejected as a young man in his application to art school. One thing led to another. And the United States dropped 2 atomic bombs on the sovereign nation of Japan. This is some pamphlet! It's hard to read. I hate when a sentence drags on because my brain can't handle a long sentence.
The corporation had originally decided that a restructuring of its charter should be preceded by a preliminary. What in the hell is going on?
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Just because it burns doesn't mean you're gonna die. You gotta
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up, and for some of you all, this will be the last time if you're listening live, especially on BTR Radio. You will not hear our voices again because we're going to run out of time on you. But I have to say this. If you were here last Saturday, we played that same song. Now, that song was requested by a young lady by the name of Crystal, and she wanted me to say this, and I told her I wouldn't say her mother's name, but she said her mother listens to this show while she works, and the message from your daughter, Mom, is to continue to try and don't give up. So I read the message. It was a request. And so I wanted to make sure we said that because, you know, I don't know what she's going through. But, you know, if you listen, that song is by Pink, Try. And I went back and listened to the lyrics after I read that email. And I said, okay, it's appropriate for whatever she's going through in life. So hopefully everything will be okay with you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. All right, listen, we have a few minutes to wrap it up. Real quick, we were talking about Puff Johnson. And I played that piece. You know, the thing is, when some songs that people write, they really kind of hit you at the right time of your life, and it just goes to show with this young lady, Crystal, and this song, Try. You know, music is a very powerful instrument, Ernest, and when you listen to the lyrics of some songs, really it kind of hits you at the right time, man, and it makes you feel, you know, special or whatever.
It kind of makes you feel like that part, you know, it's like that song Killing Me Softly, and there's some line in it about strumming my pain with his finger, and he wrote down
1 minute,
you know, everything I was feeling.
Oh, 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with that. There's certain times that songs just hit you. It could be the music. It could be the words. And, you know, it comes to you for a reason. It's part of your healing process or your journey, and that's why music is so important in the world, I think. I can't live without it. It's like air for me.
Yeah, it is. It is. MMOP, I know it's been that certain song that you've heard, and you said, damn. You know, it hit me at the right time.
Yes, I love music, too. Music has saved my life. I've said it time and time again, and it has. Without music, I don't know how I would have made it through some of the times in my life growing up. So I love it, and I love it, and, that's it.
All right. Well, folks, you know, like I said, this is going to be the last time some of you people will hear us live, but we will be back with our final songs, but we had to wrap it up. But, you know, the show is about to go on, Mama B. But we'll be back to say our final songs, but we just have to wrap it up.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
This show is sold out in San Diego already.
Champagne Saturdays presents a live performance by Club Nouveau. Champagne Saturdays presents a live performance by Club Nouveau. Saturday, June 29th at the Rooftop 3100. Saturday, June 29th at 9 p.m. Admission $20. VIP $50, which will include a meet and greet.
I can't tell you why this is something to happen to me.
Birthday package is available. Celebrate your birthday with us. You can get valet parking. Tickets available for Club Nouveau at the Rooftop 3100, June 29th, Saturday. 3100 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. Cross the street from Vermont Interior on Westmoreland. 21 and over, dress code strictly enforced. For ticket information, call 213-380-0457. 213-380-0457.
Lean on me. We are not strong. And I'll be.
Again, 213-380-0457 or online at wantickets.com. A Champagne Saturdays presentation.
You know what time it is.
If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're less than a minute away, but we're not going to rush our final thoughts. So for those who may be listening live, we appreciate you. Come on back next, come back Wednesday, and we'll
come
make sure
on
we have a great time.
Come on down to my place.
Yeah, come on back now. Now. Listen, Ellen Brown has sent an email. Oh, my God, I can't wait to read it. So come back Wednesday. Ellen Brown's a young lady who sent a very, very thoughtful email to us a few weeks ago, but I want to read it. So Wednesday we'll read it live on the air. So right now, goodbye to everyone else, but we're going to finish our final thoughts. And since you're still here, St. Clinton, give us your final thoughts.
I've enjoyed the show. Enjoyed talking with y'all, and I'm really excited and waiting on the serious side tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a great conversation. You need to call in. It's going to be good. So thank you so much for calling in, and everyone else, good night. We'll see you back here next Wednesday. All right, so you know what? Every time it does that, it gets loud. You can always tell when the show's over because the damn volume go up loud as hell. All right, so anyway, Miss Terry, final thoughts, girl.
My final thought is ride this life to the wheels fall off, you know? I mean, if you got one life to live and you live it, old is a state of mind. You don't really have to leave here old. I'm just saying, I'm going to have fun while I ride off. And Jay, you can be old in a wheelchair. All you want, I'll just wave at you and holler, hey.
But you wave everybody right next to me in your wheelchair.
I'm going to do me. That's right, now.
You have one of those motorized wheelchairs, huh? You gonna be able to wave as you drive by.
If I'm in one, I'm gonna be kissed. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you have a pimp. It's gonna be pimped out, huh? Tricked out, pimp my damn wheelchair. Thank you very much, sir, Mr. Terry. Jesus Christ. All right, Ernest, man, final thoughts, dog.
Listen, at 90 years old, you are the only thing you're going to be doing, okay? So when someone pushes you down a hill, we'll wave on you on the way down. I still love Miss Terry, though. But everybody have a great week. Listen, the whole gay marriage thing, I've kind of have two sides on it. I'm not going to go into them here. But remember, you don't need the government or five random people in the Supreme Court, no matter who you are, to validate who you love and how you live your life. So stop putting so much effort into that, and just as Miss Terry said, just do you. Just be you without anybody else's consideration. Now, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Thomas Merton, who was a great missionary abroad, and he was a wonderful man. He said, "Our job is to love others without stopping to inquire whether or not they are worthy. That is not our business, and in fact, it's nobody's business. What we are asked to do is love, and this love itself will render both ourselves and our neighbors worthy." So take that with you. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on ERN tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. And by the way, I would stay 28 for 30 years and just exit, because I'm going to do a whole lot of stuff in them 30 years. You didn't ask me, but that's my answer.
Well, I know I didn't ask you, but you just, the way you said that. So, okay, 28 and you're gone. That's good. We can get rid of your ass for good. Thank you very much, Ernest. Will you be wearing a turtleneck? Will you be wearing a turtleneck while you're doing all this? Will you be wearing a turtleneck?
Yeah,
that's all I want.
Strangle your ass with my turtleneck. I'm gonna find you just before I die. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna find your ass and strangle you with my turtleneck just before I go.
Yeah. You're gonna strangle yourself first.
That way
you
can say I got
neck.
My ass beat by a homosexual. Next.
Well, I'll never say that. Whatever. So all right, Moby.
I'll spank it.
You know the hell you want. You get punched in your damn eye. Mom, be this dude trying to get my blood pressure up, baby. Go ahead, final thoughts.
Okay.
I'm trying to get more than just your blood pressure up.
Hey, you better watch it, homeboy. Okay, go ahead, girl, because he's going to have a
okay,
get his
ass. Yes, a wise man once said, "It's not the years in your life, it's the life in your years." We must remember that. Party, party, party. It's all
the hell said that?
I don't care what year, how old I get, as long as I can walk it, then we're going to be chilling. I'm going to be happy. I want to be moving and mobile. So, yes, there's going to be plenty of life in all my years. Praise the Lord.
Who said that? Who's the wise man?
What are you smoking?
I don't remember either, ma'am. It's a quote. It's not the year of your life. It's not how long you
somebody
live.
Somebody don't even know who the hell it was.
It's the life. I don't have to remember the person who said it to get the point in the picture if it means something to me. That's what I'm saying. I'll take it. I know a lot of quotes. I don't know who wrote it. That means I can't appreciate it. What are you talking about?
I know a lot of quotes that I don't know who said it, but I'm going to live it.
That's
all right, girl.
That's right.
You
crazy. Hear me.
I hear you. Woo-hoo. Ow. I hear you, girl. All right. My final thoughts are, once again, man, condolences to the family of Puff Johnson. I know you guys are like, why is he? Y'all just don't know. Puff Johnson.
She was wonderful. She was beautiful.
Man, oh, my God. Wow. I am in a state of shock. So, man, I just want to say, once again, thanks, because like you guys said earlier, music is something else. And when that song came out, Big Daddy was going through some things. But that song cleared the way. I'm here to I wasn't going through that shit the hell up. You always got no smart to say. And what's up to Mr. Elias, my boy, wherever he's at, man. You know we miss you, boy. Holla at you. So Mama BZ and the Heezy, can we put a damn bow on this damn thing?
Yes. And speaking of bows, I like booty. Booty is better than breathing. When I be honest, I say, come here, Ernest. I like it and I want ya. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Let me tell you, sir, with your fine ass, it's easy to get hard. Let's get at it.
Oh, my God. And there it is. It couldn't be a Christian show at the end. It couldn't
right
be
now.
A Christian show at the end. Lord have mercy. It couldn't be a Christian show at the end. Are you heathen ass?
No, because
people.
Rick Sister ain't here. That's why it's not a Christian show tonight.
Really? Rick
Sister hasn't been here for the last two shows.
When did it change?
She was here last week.
What'd you say, Miss Terry?
When did it change to a Christian show? Let me rethink coming in here.
A good, wholesome family show, but it just went to the hell. Because Momo B, somebody's like, come here, Ernest. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
You
want to
say
the
bow? I want to put the bow on that booty.
Okay,
girl, that's
I'm
a big
that's
old
it.
Booty.
I'm
you better get a couple bows, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of damn bows coming up to go fat ass. All right, so for Ernest, for Momo B, and Easy, Miss Taylor, and St. Clip, my boy, Miss Taylor, love you, boy. See you next time, guys. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace.
Woo! Jay Riley seen his feet. What are you talking about, fam?
You just heard the fuck.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why this.